The Palestine Report with Hafez Ibrahim Musa.
Hafizab, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Well, firstly, tell us about Israel carrying out a major expansion of its Dimona nuclear facility.
The Dimona nuclear facility, as we know, is this facility in the Naqab desert of Palestine, the Negev desert, where Israel has historically made the material that is used in its nuclear arsenal. And the new revelations have become evident of an expansion in this plant through new satellite images that were published by an independent expert group called the International Panel on Fissile Material. They published those images on Thursday. Because obviously of the shadowy nature of the Israeli nuclear program, not too much known more about the exact nature of these developments or the reason for these developments. But according to the estimates, this kind of expansion of the plant, the big question that it is begging is why would Israel be doing this at this point in time? They are very expert opinion saying that perhaps the Israelis need more area at the plant for waste disposal, or they want to create a buffer zone around this particular plant in case it is attacked. There's also suggestions that the Israelis, when they first built this plant, it was supposed to last until 2003, but they are trying to extend the life of this plant at least until 2023 or 2043, and therefore this expansion might have something to do with that. In terms of any comment from the Israelis, absolutely nothing, because as we know, Israel has a policy of ambiguity on its nuclear arsenal, so it doesn't confirm or deny. But at the same time, it is an open secret that it is a nuclear power with something like 90 to 200 nuclear warheads.
Now, the Zionists have accused Reverend Frank Chikane of declaring war on Israel.
So, yes, Reverend Frank Chikane is an icon of the anti-apartheid struggle, very well known in South Africa as well as the former DG in the presidency under the Mbeki presidency. And Zionists are saying that he declared war on Israel and its supporters because of comments that he made during a Zoom webinar recently on the 6th of February. We know that Chikane is also, you know, influential in church circles. He's vice president of the South African Council of Churches. And this is what he said. He said, we need to begin to say to those who support Israel and brutalize the Palestinians that the blood of the people of Palestine will be sought from them, because they collaborate by allowing the system to continue. After film screening during that Zoom session, he also said that, especially to our Christian brothers and sisters, we must get to Europe to say to them that, you know, the sins of the past which are committed against the Jews must not be used as a reason to allow more sins to be committed against the Palestinians. So on the basis of reading deeper into those statements, that's why he's been accused of declaring war against Israel. But he's stuck to his comments, saying that he's familiar with apartheid in South Africa and he's visited Palestine many times. And he affirms the apartheid nature of Israel, saying that he could have perhaps used simpler language, but he's not backing down from his sentiments, saying that people can disagree with him but should not distort what he says. And the reaction from the Zionist lobby to what Chikane has said has brought out statements from the Muslim Judicial Council in support of Chikane, as well as Africa for Palestine, saying that the lobby should take its hands off Chikane. And while I'm on this point, a very interesting mention of Israeli politics popping up in South African politics this week, and coming from none other than Ace Makashule, who on Friday, just hours after him and 10 others appeared in the Bloemfontein Magistrates Court on corruption charges, comparing himself to Benjamin Netanyahu, and using that as a means to Basically justify why he should stay in office. He said this, Mahashule is saying you can go to Israel and the Prime Minister of Israel is in court, but he's still the Prime Minister because he's presumed innocent until proven otherwise by a competent court of law. And when he was questioned about the statement later, according to News 24, Mahashule saying that Israel was a bad example to use as his party supports the struggle of the Palestinian people against Israeli occupation.
Then an Aqsa week is planned for March this year.
It's obviously in the same month that we're going to have Israeli Apartheid Week, but this is a week that's going to be full of workshops, activities, talks, events, all about raising awareness regarding Masjid al-Aqsa. It's spearheaded by Friends of Al-Aqsa in the United Kingdom. They're saying that because of the intense focus usually in the month of Rajab related to Isra al-Mi'raj, they're going to coincide this week with the date that's traditionally associated with Isra al-Mi'raj, so from the 6th to the 12th of March. And the theme is going to be hashtag Love Aqsa. The objective here is to bring the love of Al-Aqsa to the global community. And according to Ismail Aram Patel of Friends of Al-Aqsa, love is a great catalyst for change. Knowledge engenders love, and love in turn translates into a greater sense of awareness and responsibility, whereby people would be able to realize and the value of Masjid al-Aqsa and seek to ward off any harm to Masjid al-Aqsa. How people can be part of this, it's an international campaign. According to the organizers, people should try and arrange events in their own networks, ask their local masajid to deliver khutbahs, also join the global dua for Masjid al-Aqsa. And to this end, they've made available a variety of resources on their website and are asking people to also follow the hashtag Love Aqsa.
I was up as always. Shukran for the update.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.